Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Serwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm, and we are talking about the new voter ID law. So, Julia, thank you, as always, for joining me.
Well, you're welcome, Joe. Thanks for having me.
A lot of people are concerned about the new voter ID laws. So, first of all, just tell me, what has changed from previous years to this year, and what do people need to keep an eye out for?
Sure. The new integrity law goes into effect in the calendar year of 2018, and voters will be asked to show their ID before voting at the polls. Anyone who doesn't have the necessary ID will be asked just to sign an additional oath verifying their identity, and they'll be allowed to cast a regular ballot at the polls. Now, the valid forms of IDs that we need you to show at the polls are an Iowa driver's license, an Iowa non-operator ID, a U.S. passport, a military ID, a veteran's ID, or the voter ID issued through the Secretary of State's office or myself. And you'll know what that's only issued to a person who didn't have a driver's license or doesn't have an Iowa non-operator ID. That voter ID card is only issued if you don't have a driver's license. So if you have a driver's license, that's what you're going to use. If you came in and just said, well, I want a voter ID, well, what that is a voter information ID, not this one. It's not going to have the four-digit PIN on it. It's just going to have, Joe, you're going to vote here for a general election, here for a school election, and here for a city election. So the bad part about that, it's very confusing, and people are like, if there's a lull in their driver's license status, they're getting that ID and then they're calling us. They're going, well, I got both now. So we want them to use their DOT issued ID. So that's a minute minority of the population. I think there's less than like 2,000 in our county. So it's hard to talk about that because it'll just confuse the regular voter.
Okay. So when people go out to the polls, I know a lot of people are concerned about possibly getting turned away from the polls, but that's not the case, is it?
No, they won't be turned away. We never tell a voter no. If you're 18 years old, you're a U.S. citizen, you're a registered voter, you come to the polls, you show your ID, we have those driver's license scanners, we'll scan you through. If you forgot your ID at home, it's totally fine. There's just an additional oath that will print out with the Declaration of Eligibility slip that you will sign. You won't be turned away. And even in 19, when the law goes into full effect, you would still be able to vote. It would just be a provisional ballot.
Okay. One way that people can avoid this sort of thing is by absentee voting. So take us through the absentee process and when that's going to start.
Sure. Absentee balloting for the primary election will start in office on May 7th through June 4th. And we are also open on Saturday, June 2nd, 8 to 5 at 210 North 10th Street in Adel. You still need to bring your ID with you. Anyone requesting an absentee ballot will be required to show their ID if they come to the office and write on the request their driver's license number. If you would like to get your ballot by mail on the absentee ballot request form, where it says DL number, driver's license, you will need to fill that out. And you can call our office if you have any questions at 993-6914.
Okay, now the actual election is on June 5th for the primary election. But would you recommend people to vote early to, you know, if people are concerned about maybe being held up because of the new voter ID registration laws, like to vote early?
I don't know. You certainly don't have to vote early. All 34 precincts will be open in the county. We have driver's license scanners. We'll be scanning your ID right through. And if you don't, it's just one extra click and you have to sign one extra oath. So certainly go to the polls if you'd like, and certainly request an absentee ballot if you would prefer. Also, there is one other law change with absentee balloting. You have to get your request into us if you want us to mail you the ballot by May 25th at 5 o'clock. That's about a week earlier than it has been in the past. There's no advantage either way, because either way, you're going to have to show an ID. We aren't going to have driver's license scanners in the office. It'll just be at the poll. So whatever the voter would prefer.
Okay, makes sense. Now, how do the new voter identification laws, how is that going to affect voter registration?
The law does not affect the Iowa voter registration process. It's still the same. There are still multiple ways you can register to vote, including at the polls on election day. Voters registering on election day still need to bring a picture ID and proof of residency in the precinct, like a utility bill. This has not changed from previous elections.
Okay, so that is the status quo for now. All right. You mentioned that the law becomes full in effect in 2019. Mm-hmm. So what is the change going to be from this year to next year?
So January 1 of 2019, the Iowa law will require you to show your driver's license, non-operator ID, veteran's ID, voter ID card at the polls. Without that, they will be offered a provisional ballot until they can provide ID to our office before the county canvass. So no voter gets turned away.
Okay. Now, if you've already registered to vote, do you need to bring these identifications to the polls when you go out there?
Yeah, you have to bring your driver's license, your non-operator ID, your passport, military ID, veteran's ID, or voter ID card. One of those you have to bring.
Okay, but you don't have to bring the proof of residence to the polls if you've already registered?
Correct.
Okay, that's an important distinction, I think. All right, so one last thing to talk to you about today is about your side of the elections. You are kind of always looking for people to work the polls, correct?
Right. If anyone's interested in becoming a precinct election worker or working with the absentee board, they can certainly contact our office. What's required is a 3-hour training before you go work, and you get paid $9 an hour and mileage, and we try to keep you within easy driving from where you live.
Okay. So if people are interested in doing that, when is the next training session?
Well, the training will start in mid-May. We just need you to call our office so we can schedule you in and place you in a precinct.
Okay. Dallas County Auditor Julia Helm, anything else that you wanted to mention to our listeners today?
No, we just encourage everybody to get out and vote at the primary. You know, there will be a Republican ballot, a Libertarian ballot, and a Democratic ballot. And those ballots will be on our webpage very shortly for you to look those over before you go to the polls so you know what ballot style you'd like to vote.
All right. And then people have to be registered with their chosen party? No?
No, they can change right at the polls.
Okay.
And if you're a no party or an independent and would like to vote one of those ballots, when you come to the polls, you'll be asked what ballot you would like, and then you can just decide right then.
Okay, but no voting on both of them.
No, just one. Just one.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Julia Helm. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.